USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The hostage situation at the Colleyville Synagogue is over. Governor Greg Abbott tweeted about 9:30 p.m. that all hostages are safe after a loud bang and gunfire were heard. FBI Special Agent Matt DeSarno.
We do believe from our engagement with this subject that he was singularly focused on one issue, and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community, but we're continuing to work to find motive, and we will continue on that path. In terms of the resolution of the incident, the hostage taker is deceased. We will conduct an independent investigation. My evidence response team will be here to process the scene, and a team from Washington will be here to conduct an independent investigation of the shooting incident, and that's the way we handle those things through our normal standard operating procedure.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left six people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We responded down here within 2.5 minutes to a scene and a call of gunshots here at the Wow Hall at 8th and Lincoln. We've got six victims that we know of gunshot wounds. One is critical and is at the hospital in surgery. Don't know the status of the others, but as you can imagine, the investigation is going to be ongoing. It's in its early stages, and what we're really struggling with is the fact that we know we have witnesses. We know we probably have video and audio evidence that's available. We just need people to feel comfortable to bring that forward so we can better understand what happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A 4-foot tsunami hit the Pacific nation of Tonga and prompted warnings in other nearby islands and also coastal areas of New Zealand after an underwater volcano exploded. The waves crashed into Tonga's largest island and flooded coastal roads, as well as the Main Street waterfront and properties in the capital of Nuku'alofa. The palace grounds were also swamped and prompted the evacuation of Tonga's king, Tōpū VI. The nearby island of Fiji issued an advisory asking people living in low-lying areas to move to safety. The tsunami advisory also affected the island of Vanuatu. The volcano first erupted on Friday, with ash rising 12 miles into the air. Then a second eruption triggered the 4-foot tsunami. Posts on social media showed waves crashing into coastal homes after the volcano exploded. Another movie service is hiking its prices. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Get ready to pay more for that Netflix subscription. The basic plan going up to $9.99 a month. The standard plan will cost $15.49, while the premium plan is now $19.99. Netflix saying customers will get an email 30 days before they see the price hike show up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.